This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Efforts by Dolores and San Miguel counties to establish federal environmental protections for public land in southwestern Colorado are moving forward after more than a decade. Senator Michael Bennett has drafted legislation to preserve grazing, water rights, and native fish species along the Dolores River corridor. Supporters say it will also protect federal land from new mining or oil and gas drilling. More wild horses will get to stay in the Sandwash Basin after BLM finished its roundup over the weekend. CPR's Miguel Otarola reports.
The federal agency captured about 630 Mustangs from the Northwest Colorado Basin this month, after saying overpopulation and drought put the herd at risk. This means more than 250 horses will remain in the basin, almost 100 more than were originally expected to stay. A BLM spokesperson says this leaves a manageable herd size. Governor Jared Polis and nonprofit groups thanked people who spoke out against the agency's use of helicopters to trap the animals. The captured horses will go up for adoption next year. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Nearly 9,000 people in Colorado will get refunds for tickets to events canceled because of the pandemic, thanks to a national settlement. StubHub has stopped honoring its guarantee to refund tickets once the coronavirus hit last year, but backtracked after several states said they would investigate. 72 degrees in Denver, it is 87 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.